Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Michael. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Mark 15, 33-37 and Luke 23, 33-36. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is revealing at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's Word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the Word to us today. Mark 15, 33-37. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. Luke 23, verses 33-36. But when they came to the place that is called the Skull, where they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by, watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in your word or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond, either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through His Word. Consider now how we practice Mark 15, 33-37 and Luke 23, 33-36 in our everyday living. How is this passage of Scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way you can apply His Word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's Word. grace, peace, and blessings to you.